Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, April 15th, I hope you're well. Coming up:
what next for me is I'll continue working for the people.
Fallout from Healy Ray shock continues, and petrol and diesel cut by 10 cent overnight. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines, and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the government is under pressure after two members of the coalition left over fuel protests. The Healy Ray brothers dramatically pulled their support for the coalition yesterday. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Well, the government's been left to pick up the pieces after Michael Healy Ray dropped a bombshell in the Dáil chamber, saying he had serious reservations about Micheál Martin's leadership. He denied being bounced into the decision to resign by his brother after Danny Healy Ray signalled he wouldn't be voting confidence in the government after a week of fuel protests. That said, Michael Healy Ray was visibly emotional after leaving the Taoiseach's office. When he went to hand in his resignation, Micheál Martin was on a call to the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. It's a bad look for Micheál Martin's government, but a number of Fianna Fáil ministers said the Taoiseach isn't fatally wounded by the defection, saying they always felt the Healy Rays were flaky. Micheál Martin now has a vacancy to fill as junior minister for forestry, a portfolio suited to quite a limited number of TDs. The opposition might not have succeeded in voting the government out of office yesterday, but it chipped away at its majority, which now stands at just 5 votes.
Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins addressed protesters outside Leinster House last night, saying he knew Michael Healy Ray would do what he believes is the right thing.
Michael Healy Ray and Danny Healy Ray are standing with the people of Leinster. Yeah! Yeah! The people of Ireland have spoken. Yeah! And what's left inside there is rattled left, right and centre. And I call on each and every one of you, keep your protest peaceful. Yeah!
That's what... Meanwhile, the latest cuts to fuel prices came into effect overnight. The excise cuts announced by the government last weekend will see the reduced rate applied to fuel leaving depots since midnight. A man is due in court this morning charged in connection with an assault in County Waterford in which another man died. The farmer, aged in his 70s, was pronounced dead after being discovered with serious injuries outside a house in Cappa shortly after 6 p.m. on Monday evening. A man in his 40s, arrested at the scene, is due to appear before Carrick on Shore District Court this morning. Lebanon and Israel held productive talks yesterday, and more will follow. The sides met for the first time since 1993 yesterday, while fighting continues between the IDF and Hezbollah. Israel says disarming the terrorist group is a key ask from them before any ceasefire can be agreed. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone says their heavy-handed tactics may be hindering rather than helping that aim.
This Lebanese government has been saying for some time, we want to disarm Hezbollah. We think we can do it. We need help and we need time to do it. And we don't need to be undermined by a constant asymmetrical barrage of Israeli missiles of the type that we have seen over many days.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has taken another swipe at the Pope in a Truth Social post. He's written the words, "Will someone please tell Leo Iran has killed at least 42,000 innocent protesters in 2 months? The US president yesterday deleted an AI image depicting him as Jesus after the Pope spoke out against the war. Mr. Trump's number two, J.D. Vance, addressed it at a Turning Point USA event last night.
I think that it's important, in the same way that it's important for the Vice President of the United States to be careful when I talk about matters of public policy, I think it's very, very important for the Pope to be careful when he talks about matters of theology.
Unions are warning more people may take to the picket line unless the cost of living crisis is tackled by government. Unite says PAYE workers are being left behind as the price of everything continues to rise. Farmers and hauliers will start receiving benefits today following last week's fuel protests. Tom Fitzgerald from Unite says other workers now need to be compensated as well.
Instead of providing a package of support to households and moving to rein in profiteering by energy companies, energy providers, the government fell back on its old playbook, focused on buying off sectional interest. And PAYE workers are being left behind again. You know, with the war in the Middle East showing no signs of abating, the cost of living crisis is set to worsen.
A legal dispute between Conor McGregor and his former MMA sparring partner is due to get underway before the High Court today. Artem Lobov claims he's owed millions from the sale of McGregor's whiskey brand, Proper No. 12. News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Rainey reports.
5 years ago, Conor McGregor sold proper number 12 Irish whiskey in a deal reportedly worth over €500 million. He continued to promote it as a brand ambassador, but ties were cut after he lost his civil rape trial at the end of 2024. He's now being sued by his former sparring partner, Russian-Irish fighter Artem Lobov, who claims he is owed a cut of the whiskey sale. His action is based on what he claims was an oral agreement with Conor McGregor, whereby he says he was promised a 5% stake in the company. McGregor denies the claim.
A funeral mass for former Clannad singer Moya Brennan will be held on Friday. The 73-year-old music legend passed away on Monday, surrounded by her loved ones. Her body will lie in repose at her home today and tomorrow, with a nightly prayer service at 8 p.m. She'll be laid to rest following a funeral mass at 2 p.m. on Friday in St. Patrick's Church in Crawley. Her family have asked for any donations to go towards Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. In entertainment news, Kanye West has postponed a concert in France weeks after his UK visa was denied. The rapper, who's also known as Ye, had been due to headline London's Wireless Festival this summer, but that event was cancelled when he was stopped from entering Britain following repeated anti-Semitic remarks. The show at the Marseille Velodrome on the 11th of June has also now been shelved. And in sport, in soccer, Republic of Ireland boss Carla Ward says they'll need to keep continuing improving if they're to overcome Poland for a second time in the space of a week. The girls in green picked up the first win of the World Cup qualification campaign last night with a 3-2 win in Gdansk. The win leaves them in third ahead of a return fixture, which will take place at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin on Saturday afternoon. And manager Carla Ward believes they need to keep their standards high if they want back-to-back wins.
We keep talking about, you know, consistency is key. Consistency in the way that we develop and consistency in our processes. It'll be no different. We have to, between now and the next game, have world-class behaviours, make sure that we prepare in the right way, recover, analyse the game and be better again, because that's what we want to keep doing.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.